CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet, and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU. I'm going to go ahead and recognize our pre-net check-ins. Net Control Electric recognized W4FCM. That's Fred. He's over in Travelers Rest. Bring with him N4IEI. That's Miss Isla. Fred, if you're listening, appreciate you using the early net check-in, and tell Miss Isla we said hello. And KJ4HYC, that's Shane. He's over in 6 Mile. Good to have you with us tonight, Shane. KD2RKN, that's Jason over in Williamson. Good to have you with us tonight, Jason. And K4LWE, that's Larry. He's in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Larry. Hope all's going well with you. Appreciate everyone for using the pre-net check-in capability. And next, we'll go with Echolink stations. We've got a couple of Echolink stations. So Echolink stations only that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW, good evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilowatt 4. Yankee, November, Golf, Fletch, and Easley, negative and negative. And I think we have a premier member of our group having a birthday tomorrow.
And W4DJW, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim. I'm in Oak Grove, Kentucky, by Fort Campbell, a negative and negative, just listening.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4YNG, that's Fletch, he's over in Easley, recognizing a member of our, a premier member of our Ham Radio Society, and having a birthday tomorrow. So Fletch, whoever that is, happy birthday. And KW4TS, that's Jim, he's up in Polo, Kentucky, near Fort Campbell. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Hope you stay safe. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And because tonight is Monday night, we're going to begin the alphabetic portion of the net with Echo through Hotel. If the first letter of the suffix you call begins with letters E through H, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Net Control. Over.
Gene, you might have the Echo through Hotel group all by yourself. Net Control Electric recognize W4FHJ. That's Gene. Sounding good from Taylor's tonight, Gene. Appreciate you checking in with us this evening. Stay safe. Any other stations, Echo through Hotel? Okay, so Gene claims that group. Good to have you with us tonight, Gene. We'll go ahead and bump it up to the India through Lima group. Stations with the first letter suffix of call that begins with letters I through L and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4 Juliet, Foxtrot. Jim, Greenville. No traffic, no traffic.
Have you? Hope you and Miss Amy are doing well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Dave, thank you for calling the net. Hope you and Miss Amy are doing well. Good evening to both of you, and good evening to everyone on the net. No traffic, no comment.
DJW. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, if you would, please. Hope everyone's going to have a good night. 7-3.
DJW. India 4, Lima, Zulu, India.
J-I-4-L-Z-I. And Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
Okay, we're rolling good now. Net control, I'd like to recognize K4JF. That's Jim over in Greenville. You're sounding good tonight, Jim. Do appreciate you taking the time to stop by. And W4IOE, that's Sid. He's up in Fletcher, North Carolina. Sid, tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Everybody be sure and check in with Sid on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on 14664. That's just a few clicks up from where we are right now with a PL tone of 91.5. He has a really good net. I'm sure you would enjoy it, and I'm sure he'd appreciate it. Sid, thanks again for being here this evening. And again, tell Miss Beverly we said hello. You guys stay safe. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. He makes his home in Greer along with Miss Donna KC4MFK. Good to have you with tonight, Larry. Net wouldn't be the same without you. Appreciate you checking in this evening. KI4LZI, that is Andy. He's over on Table Rock. Sounding good tonight, Andy. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Stay safe. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Net control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Echo Delta, KO4, EED, it's Amory in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative, 7-3.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4 EED. That's Amory. He is in Piedmont. Amory, I believe this is the first time checking in with me, so appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you come back and stop by. We're here every single night of the week, 365 days a year. Appreciate you stopping by every chance you get, and you stay safe. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that wasn't too bad for the India through Lima group. We'll go ahead and pop it up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter suffix are called that begins with letters M through P. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Please check in, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
For DJW. Please check in K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. Pat, in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Need to be short time this evening. Thank you, sir.
Okay, now control, I'd like to recognize KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena, sounding good from Piedmont tonight. She's bringing with her KK4DMW. That's Rick, and KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. Lorena, tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Appreciate you guys being with us this evening. Hope you're staying safe. Hope all is well. K4OSH, that's Pat over in Malden. He's short time tonight. Good to have you with us tonight, Pat. Feel free to secure at your leisure. We do appreciate you stopping in. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that group. We'll go ahead and move it on up to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter suffix are called. It begins with letters Q through T. You would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John and Inman. And I'll hang around.
DJW. Whiskey, November 4, Sierra. Chris in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and all ones in that.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize KN4RJN. That's John over in Inman. Got you down for comments, John. We will be back to you in just a little bit. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you stopping in this evening. And WN4S. That's Chris over in Greenville. Sounding good from Greenville tonight, Chris. Do appreciate you being here. Stay safe. Any other stations, Mike, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Please check in KM4DDU, Tom and Greer, negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize Kilo November 4, Delta Delta Uniform. That's Tom and Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Tom. Let me know if I got that wrong, because it doesn't look like that's you from what I pulled out of my database, which may be wrong if I got it wrong the last time. But if that's not you, let me know. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango?
For a recheck.
Go ahead, Tom.
M4DDU.
Oh, that's much better. I had a Kilo November instead of a Kilo Mike. And Control would like to make a correction. KM4DDU, that's Tom over in Greer. Much better, Tom. Appreciate you sticking with me and making me get it right this evening. That was all my fault, not yours. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
Whiskey Foxtrot 4 Sierra. My name is Steven. I'm in Walhalla. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize WF4S. That's Steven. Sounding good from Walhalla this evening, Steven. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. We'll go ahead and move it to the Uniform through the Zulu group. Stations with the first letter suffix their call that begins with letters U through Z, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo November. K4VKN. This is Alan. I'm in Piedmont, and we'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Dave, and everybody on the net.
Ken, Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa, Landon Mobile, Beasley, negative, negative.
WFW, given the net, please check in, and for ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, mobile, but just about to be destinated, Northeast Pickens County, no traffic, no table.
KW, everyone. Please check in and out. KI4ZLW Randy. KJ4CRL Linda in Asheville.
W. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. K4XB. Name is Tommy. Location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, the Uniform through Zulu group is alive and well. I can totally recognize K4VKN. That's Alan, sounding good from Piedmont tonight. Alan, appreciate you being here. KG4WNP, that's Landon, mobile and easy. Take care on the mobile there, Landon. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. Stay safe. And KN4ZLK, that's Shane over in, he's mobile in Northeast Easley. Good to have you with us tonight, Shane. Be safe out there on the mobile as well. KI4VLW, that's Randy. He's bringing him KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. And they are in Asheville. You're sounding good tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hey. And K4XB, that's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you this night, Tommy. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that was a good Uniform through Zulu group. We'll go ahead and pop it up to the Alpha through Delta group. Stations with the first letter of suffix the call. It begins with letters A through D. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike. That's Jim and Taylor's. And I'll be negative and negative.
W. Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David over in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
DJW. November 4 Delta India Zulu. Joel and Traveler's Rest. Good evening, Dave and the net. I am negative and negative. Good evening.
DJW. Amy, please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my sweet little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic. Good evening to you, Miss Amy, and all on the net.
Okay, that was a good group, too. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4BDM. That's it, Jim, over in Taylor's. You're sounding good tonight, Jim. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And another KO call, KO4AOW. That's David. Sounding good from Inman as usual, David. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And N4DIZ, that's Joel over in Greenville. Joel, were you going to stick around tonight?
Yes, according to how sleepy I get. Over.
Okay, Joel, I got you down. If you're here, great. If you're checking out the inside of your eyelids, no problem. Appreciate you being with us tonight. and take care. Be safe. KI4DOS, that's Gary. He's over in Easley. Bring him with him. K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. I got you down for comments, Gary. We'll be back to you in a little bit. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Hope you guys are doing well. Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Tube Internet, call W4DJW.
Please check in WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan, over in northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Dave, and everybody on the net. And Dave, just check me in and out tonight, please, sir. Thank you.
4DJW, this is Whiskey 4, Juliet Hotel Uniform, W4JHU, Alex, Columbus, North Carolina. Dave, please check me in and out. Back to net.
JW. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry in Canada, North Carolina, and if you need some fill-in space, call on me. Otherwise, negative and negative. I'll be here.
Okay, that last station that just checked in, you're really, really down in white noise. I could not pull your call out. It got kind of good there for a second, but then it wasn't long enough for me to get your call. Try to move around and get a little bit better, X. We'd really like to get you checked in. That control like to recognize WB4FEE. That's Dan. Sounding good from Simpsonville this evening, Dan. Appreciate you taking the time to stop by. Stay safe. W4JHU. That's Ellis from Columbus, North Carolina. Good to have you this night, Ellis. Feel free to secure at your leisure. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KC4EZM, that's Harry. He's over in Chandler. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. I put you down for comments. We'll see if you're there when we get to it. We've got plenty, but if we get to you, we do. If you don't hang with us, that's okay, too. Appreciate you being here tonight. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? I'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Be Richard and Greenville, no traffic, no roundtable. Good evening, Dave.
JW. Kilo Bravo 1, Bravo November Tango, James and Greer, negative and negative.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize K4ROW. That's Richard, sounding good from Greenville tonight. Richard, appreciate you taking the time to check in. KB1BNT, that's Jim over in Greer. Greer is pretty well represented this evening, Jim. Appreciate you taking the time to stop in this evening. I could do the Greer portion on reverse, I think. Anyway, appreciate you being here. Stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For DJW,
please
check in Kilo Oscar 4 and Quebec, Quebec. This is Josh and Wilson. No comments, obviously.
Okay, Nick, I'd like to recognize KO4EQQ. That's Josh in Welford. Good to have you with us tonight, Josh. You're down there in the white noise a little bit. The E didn't come out, but all the other letters did. And I got Welford, so it lined up with what I have in my my database. So I was able to pull you out. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Stay safe. One last call before we shut down the formal portion of the net, all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, this is James up on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, not first in my category, but last in all categories, but I'm glad I made it in. 73 to each one of you, I'll be negative and negative.
That's all that matters, James. All that matters is that you get here. Doesn't matter what time. Appreciate you being here. Neck Control, like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James, sounding good from Tuxedo, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, James. Stay safe. All right, this is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. And the first one up on the stump this evening is KN4RJN. That's John and Inman, called W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KN4RJN, what's going on in your world, Dave?
Work, work, work. I just finished work long enough to take a break and eat some supper and come right back here and go right back to work and call it a net. So Whole bunch of work. How about you? What are you up to today?
Well, my old router was giving me fits, so I ordered a new one, and it came in today, and I got it up running, and so far it seems to be able to reach all the way upstairs, so that's been the majority of my day, is unhooking things and rehooking things and waiting for little lights to come on and all that kind of happiness, but and then I had to go back and reset all the computers and hook it all into the thing, so I've been kind of busy with that, and I got the grass mowed, and the clouds started rolling in. I started feeling drops flying from afar, and I thought, uh-oh. So I got the front and the back, but I didn't get the back 40 or inside the fence, and ran, put the lawnmower in the shed, and came in and ate lunch, and then the sun came out, and it was really, really hot. So it's like, okay, the rest of the grass is going to have to wait till, you know, later.
Well, did you happen to look and see what it got up to today? I didn't, but as hot as it's been getting lately, I figured the filters might need changing in the air conditioning units, because I was putting it down about 2 or 3 degrees below what it was getting to, which is a sign it ain't breathing too good. So I changed those filters, and now it's cold as a cucumber in here. So I'm figuring it didn't get quite as hot as it has been in the past few days, but I never looked. I never had time to look.
I think look at my phone this afternoon. I just walked outside and said, yeah, it's hot, forget it. So the official upper temperature is, it's just flat-flipping hot. That's all I got.
Okay, like that technical term, flat flipping hot. I'll have to remember that. So your router, that should really speed up your internet. Well, I noticed one thing about my router is that after it's been not have been booted for several weeks, I go to the login page on the router and I look at the IP addresses that it's handing out, and they're not the dotted quad. A dotted quad is a number, dot, a number, dot, a number, dot, a number, which is the IPv4, version 4 protocol, which is the one that works really, really good. I notice it starts handing out IPv6 protocols, IP addresses, which are a whole lot longer, and they're alphanumeric. They're not separated with dots, whereas V4 is purely numerical. There's no alpha characters in it. And it runs much better when they're all alpha. And right after a fresh boot, it runs better when it's all numerical. And right after a fresh boot on the router, they're all numerical. There's no V6 addresses in there at all. And it runs really, really good. So I'm thinking that boot on the router is probably going to make internet a whole lot more pleasant going forward.
Roger. Well, my problem wasn't... You know, it works great down here, but it wasn't working upstairs. And my wife tried to hook in with her iPad, or when my granddaughter was here and we were working, doing her schoolwork over the computer. You know, it would either kick on and then lose it after a couple minutes, or it couldn't find it, or whatever. It just wasn't making it all the way upstairs. And so after I got this thing up, I got her to get her iPad and it hooked in, and apparently it's making it up there. So this is a little bit more powerful, and not so much. It's a Metalink, supposedly a 5G router. I don't think I get that kind of speeds out of my internet anyway, but it's got a much better antenna and can, you know, and is supposedly designed to work in a three-story house. So I'm in the basement and I got a two-story house, so as long as it gets up to the main floor at least. I haven't tried it upstairs yet to see if it'll work on the second story, but as long as it gets up there and keeps her happy, that's all I need.
Well, there you go. As long as you keep her happy. If she's happy, everybody's happy. I did get a couple of those extenders. I got one to go toward the back of the house when Amy started working from home. Well, I had one that I was going to use to experiment with up at the repeater site. And since we're not doing any of that right now with all this COVID stuff going on, I just went ahead and put that one halfway between where the router Wi-Fi is and where her office desk is. And that solved her problem. It would work sometimes and not others. And when I put that link halfway between them, then I can make the jump to it. They call that an extender. I can make the jump to it really easy, and it can make the jump to her really easy. So now she's got dependable internet. We're at opposite corners of the house. And then down on the other side where one of the cameras is, the one that looks out over the driveway, which is on the other end of the house from me, that thing would just stop. The camera just stopped working every now and then. So I got another one, put it halfway between me and the other end of the house. Now problem solved. We've got Wi-Fi all over the house. But sometimes you have to put extenders out there to get those. Those are like little miniature repeaters. Same concept as what we're doing right now, except on 2.4 and 5 gigahertz.
I had put an extender with the old router. I'd put an extender upstairs, and it was working fine for a while, and then it just decided it didn't want to do it anymore, I guess. But it finally died, and it couldn't find the router and couldn't find itself, for that matter, and it just went belly up. So, as the saying goes, it just went flip and quit working. So, so it died, and the router couldn't make it all the way up here, so I just got a new router, and if I have to get an extender for that, I will, but I don't think I'm going to need one with this one.
Did you have to call the internet service provider and give them the hardware address on the new router, or is the router separate from the modem?
The router's separate from the modem. I just plug it in, and then I had to go over and they say the recommended way of setting up the router is with a wired connection, and my laptop's sitting over here on my desk, and the router's over across the room, so I'd take my laptop over and Ethernet table and plug into it and set it up from that, and then unplug it and bring it back in, and then find the wireless signal and plug it in, or hook it up. And then I had to hook in my redo my Raspberry Pi so it'd find the right network, and then redo this other computer so it would find the right network. So, but it all seems to be working now, so hallelujah.
Well, it'll probably be worth it. Hope you have a whole lot better internet and network experience. Hopefully that'll last for a while. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let me check and see if second shift got here, and if they haven't, I'll be right back to you. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, including Echolink, because I see we've got an Echolink station up there too. So any station all the way through the alphabet, including Echolink, that might check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Check in. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty Home and More. No traffic, no comments tonight.
DJW. Please check in Kilo Delta 2, Bravo November Golf, Glenn and Gray Court. I'll hang on for comments if there's still time, but say hi to the rest of the group.
No, you do, First Club. Please check in and out. Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform. KK4, FTU. Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slap Town.
Okay, I believe I was able to catch AK4HR and text message before it scrolled off my screen. I have to tail the log file to see it. So I think he needs to set up his AirPods before his audio works. So we're going to check him in via text message. Net control, I'd like to recognize AK4HR. That's Mike over in Simpsonville, checking in via Echolink text message. Good to have you with us tonight, Mike. Hope all's going well with you. Hope the family's staying safe. KK4FTU, that's Richard. He's over in Northwest Anderson County. That is Slab Town. Good to have you with us tonight, Richard. You sounding good. KD2BNG, that's Glenn. He's over in, it says Freeport, New York, Glenn. You should update your QRZ page. Anyway, he's over in Gray Court, and that thing ought to arrive. It left my house today, so it ought to be to your house tomorrow is what they said. That's pretty good. That's better than driving between Greer and Gray Court. Good to have you with us tonight, Glenn. I got you down for comments. We'll be back to you in a little bit. And WU2T, that's Rusty, who's home and more. You're sounding good from home and more. Rusty, appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got second shift. John, back to you, KN4RJN. You got anything else for the net tonight? Call W4DJW.
4DJW, KN4RJN. No, that's about it. And I don't want to keep Joel up too late, so you better get him before he has to go to bed. I'll back on out of here. 73's KN4RJN, I am clear.
All right, John. Well, enjoy the new router. Good to have you with us this evening. Hope all's going well. Don't work too hard on finishing up the back 40 tomorrow. KRN4DIZ, Joel, you still up? Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Yes, W4DJW and 4DIZ. Hello, Dave, again. And I got some questions I need to pick your brains tonight. Considering Echo Link, I always listen to it on the net. And the questions I have, I'm assuming you got to have a cell phone and a computer, and there must be some kind of an interface. Is that correct?
That is correct. You don't have to have both. You can have either or. You can have either a cell phone or a computer or both if you want. That's up to you. But there is a client that runs on Windows, and there is a client that runs on iPhone, and I think there might be another client that runs on other smartphones besides iPhone, but I'm not 100% sure of that, but I think there is. And there's one that runs in Unix, if you run Linux or something like that on your computer. So you've got a few options on that. If you want to check it out and you want to learn more about it, there's a lot of reading material on echolink.org. You just type that in your browser, and it'll take you out there to the site, and they've got just oodles and oodles of information on there. But, yeah, you've got to have one of those three, a smartphone, iPhone, or a smartphone with some other, you know, like Galaxy or something like that, or I don't know what all the other smartphones have. I've never had anything but an iPhone since the days of the flip phone, or Windows PC. It'll run on that, too. Does that answer that question, Joel?
Well, I think so. The thing is, see, I don't have internet. And you said smartphone. So if I get a smartphone, I can get the Echo Link and then some kind of a device to link it to the radio, correct?
Well, you won't need a device because they come with internet connectivity. Cell phones already have internet, or smartphones, smart cell phones, already have internet connectivity. So it depends on where the closest tower to you is. And since COVID-19, they've beefed up all the networks. But, you know, any of the major networks, and depending on where you are, if you get good connectivity at your location, and you can usually tell that by other people that come over to your house and their cell phones, they either work or they don't. If they work and you know what provider they're on, then you would know what provider to go get your smartphone on, because you can get them on Verizon, you can get them on AT&T, Sprint. There's a bunch of them to compare. But you'd want to get one that has a provider that has coverage in your area. Usually Verizon, I think Verizon's the best, AT&T second, Sprint's probably trying to catch up. If it is even Sprint anymore, I think they might have been bought by somebody else, but I can't keep up with them. They keep changing their name so much. And then there's a whole bunch of others like Mint, and there's one with a fox on it. There's just tons and tons of providers out there, Joel. So you just have to do a little bit of research and find the one that does the best and find the phone that you like the most. And there's no attachment other than the phone itself can connect to the internet through the cellular network, not through a Wi-Fi or not through a hard line that you plug into an outlet. But it can connect through the cellular bands. Does that make sense?
Roger. And one other question I was curious about, does Echo Link work on high frequency?
Well, Echo Link doesn't transmit, Echo Link itself doesn't transmit any signals. It does what's called voice over IP. And what that means is you can get a microphone and a computer at my house and a microphone and a computer at your house. And if we both have internet connectivity, we can talk to each other through the internet. That technology is called VOIP, voice over IP. And Echolink is a user of that technology. So all it really is it's some software that runs on a device. It can be a tablet, it can be a cell phone, it can be a computer, and is connected to the internet somehow, some form, some fashion. And if you can do that, and you have an amateur radio license, because you have to send them a picture of your FCC license, you have to be a licensed ham radio operator to get Echolink. Can't just anybody use it, right? They won't turn it on for you because they have servers. So you don't really go direct from your station to mine. You go to a web server at the echolink.org facilities, and there's multiples all over the world. But you go to the one that's closest to you, and your phone or your tablet or your computer figures all of that out for you. You don't have to figure it out. And then it takes the call sign or the node number of the other station that you want to connect to, and it does a lookup on them, and then it joins you to them. And then you're just talking like a cell phone. Now, on the ends, like if you log into one that has a dash R on the end, that means repeater. So on the end of that voice over IP, it'll hit a node, and that node will send RF out on 2 meter, whatever the frequency is of the repeater that it's linked to. This one happens to be 2 meters. There's 70 centimeters. There's HF. There's up in the 2.4 gigahertz range. So it just depends on whoever connects their node to. And how you connect is just by setting, there is a physical connection there. The device has to be physically connected to like a ham radio. Like this one is connected to a Kenwood D710. And there's others that are connected to Alinkos and ICOMs. But those are the ones that you use to connect to repeaters. And that's the only RF transmission that goes out other than your cellular transmission to get you to the cell tower. Starting to get a little bit clear?
Roger. And I have to do a little more checking in that. The reason I was curious is every night, of course, I hear Jim coming in from way, he was in Kentucky tonight, and then there's a Florida station, and maybe I can talk to a station somewhere off like that. So I'll have to get into that. Thank you, Dave, and I'll say 73 tonight. Enjoyed it. N4DJW, N4DIZ.
Okay, Joel, and if you get the opportunity to get on the internet somewhere, just remember echolink.org. Type in echolink.org in the address bar of a browser, and there's just tons of reading material on that. If you do decide to get a smartphone, that'd be the first place you wanted to go when you get ready to set up Echolink. So you might just want to jot that down, echolink.org. Anyway, good to have you with us tonight. Appreciate you hanging around, and appreciate you asking those questions, because if you have those questions, it's highly likely other people do too. And it's highly likely they appreciate you asking those questions, just like I appreciate you asking those questions. So, Joel, you take care. Good to have you on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Look forward to doing it again in the future. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W, Bill and Anderson. Good evening, Dave, and all on the net. No traffic, no roundtable.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4DZR. That's David in 96. Good to have you as night, David. You faded out there toward the end, but I got enough of your call sign to be able to pull you, find you and pull you up out of the list. But just want to let you know you're right there at the water surface. So, and at the very end, you went underwater a little bit. But anyway, we've got you checked in. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Stay safe. And KC4W, that's Bill over in Anderson. You're sounding good tonight, Bill. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Stay safe. And the next one up on the stump tonight is KI4DOS. That's Gary in Easley, called W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Dave. Good evening to all on the net. I don't get on here and talk as much as I used to. You know, I used to rag you every night, but since I retired, I find myself out in the yard and stuff when the net's coming on, doing other things. But we had a good day over here today. I got out early this morning. I was out in the garden before 8 o'clock this morning. It was about 7:30 when I got out there. Got the green beans picked and zucchini squash that are coming in. And there's a little bit of okra. And then I stayed out there and dressed up the garden a little bit. There was a few places that had some grass growing that I wanted to get out. And got all that done. It was about 12 o'clock over here. And it started to rain. It had been thundering and carrying on around me. You know, but I did no rain coming down. And when it started raining, I said, well, must be time to go in the house. So I put everything away, brought the vegetables up to the house, and Joy strung beans and got them ready to go in the canner. And got the zucchini. She made, I don't know how many dozens of zucchini muffins today. I think she made like four dozen. So we got those in the freezer, so we'll enjoy those in the days to come.
So, Gary, I was thinking you were going to say you don't rag you on the net nearly as often as you used to because the new boss's to-do list is longer than the old boss's to-do list. But maybe not. I don't know. Yeah, the other night, or the last time I called the net, it got kind of close to net time, and I jumped up, and Amy looked at me like, what are you doing? And I said, I called the net tonight. And she looked at the window, and it was still daylight. And she said, it can't be time. But you're right. You can hang out there picking beans out of the garden all the way up to past net time if you're not careful. That's just amazing that the tilt of the earth makes that much difference on how long the day lasts on both ends, in the morning and at evening. And then add daylight savings time to it, and what do you know, 9 o'clock, and you're still there. Well, anyway, glad your garden's doing good. You got any of those big tomatoes that you were explaining in the past that one slice of the tomato makes a whole tomato sandwich?
Got some on the vine out there that are still green. They haven't turned red yet. We've gotten two tomatoes so far. And matter of fact, Joy put one on her cheeseburger tonight that she had, and she sliced up one and put it on there. So they're starting to come in, but we got our garden in a little late this year. I waited till after Easter, and then, of course, we had all the rain, and the garden was just too wet to get out there and do anything with. But I finally got it in, and it's all doing good. The lima beans are up. Well, everything's up. The corn's starting to tassel. So I'll be getting some corn here before too long. And hopefully we'll be getting some of those big, nice, plump, red tomatoes before long. I can't wait. I'll have to go out and get me some a loaf of bread and get ready for a good tomato sandwich. Joy told me the other day, she came out while I was out there in the garden, and she said, I'm going to have to start checking your pockets. I said, for what? She said, a salt shaker. She said, when the tomatoes start coming in, you'll be out here with a salt shaker eating the tomatoes off the vine.
Well, can't fault you for that. I do the same thing with potatoes, except I do peel them. I do take them in the house. And I run cold water over them, pour some salt on top of them. This is raw, not cooked. All right, just peel them, run them under the faucet, put some salt on them, take a bite. Run it under the water again, put some more salt on it, take another bite. Amy thinks I'm crazy. But I can see how you'd like tomatoes like that, too. If that's what you like, that's what you like. I remember eating strawberries right out of my grandfather's strawberry garden. He lived over in Easley. And every time we went over there, he had a strawberry patch. And we'd go down that strawberry patch, and he had the biggest, warmest, sweetest strawberries. Yeah, they were never as good after you took them up to the house and washed them up and put them in a bowl and put milk on them and put sugar on top of the milk. They were never as good that way as if you just ate them right out of the garden. So I can't blame you for that at all, Gary. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Have a little dirt on them to make them real good. At least that's what I think about them. But, no, I enjoy the garden. I enjoy getting out there digging in the dirt. It's good therapy. And, you know, if I'm irritated and aggravated, I take the hoe or the four-prong rake and I dig a little harder in the dirt and work all of that out. So that's a good thing. But other than that, I haven't done a whole lot else since I came in the house. Like I said, Joy made some zucchini muffins, and so I'm going to go in there. I put on some coffee before the net started, so I'm going to go in there and get me a cup of coffee and a zucchini muffin and sit down in the living room with her while she's either reading or watching a movie or both. And I'll sit down and watch a little tube and eat me a muffin, and then I'll get ready to go to bed here shortly. But other than that, that's been about my day. Hope everybody out there is staying safe and following distancing protocol. I hate to put it that way, but, you know, we got to do what we have to try to stay well. I'll turn it back over to you, Dave, and let you carry on with it. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And when those big tomatoes come in, I'll get in touch with you, and I'll fetch you a couple of those so you can have a good tomato sandwich. Talk to you later, Dave. W4DJW the net, KI4DOS.
Okay, Gary. Well, I would appreciate that. I like good ripe green or red tomatoes, too. I think it was you and Buddy that were talking about that. And I was just listening to the net. But I remember you, and I'm pretty sure it was Buddy, were talking about one slice of, or might have been you and Ray, I can't remember. But one slice of the tomato that covered the whole bread. And that made a really good tomato sandwich. And that makes me want to toasted tomato sandwich. Anyway, appreciate you hanging around. Glad to hear that you are enjoying your retirement. I'm pedaling as fast as I can to catch up with you. Anyway, you enjoy. Take care. Good to have you with us tonight. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Sierra Uniform Golf, K4SUT, Ray Travelers Rest, no traffic. Good evening, Dave.
K4SUT,
that is Ray, over at Travis Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ray. I just switched over to my backup rig. My other rig quit working. I think it's working now at the end.
Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight, Ray. Will you go and stick around for Rack 2?
Stick around for a few minutes, Dave. Nothing else going on.
Thank you a little bit. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening, Ray. You sounded good. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet?
Okay, the next one up on the stump this evening is KC4EZN. That's Harry over in Candler. Harry, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KC4EZN. I just finished, almost an hour ago now, so I've had time to rest up. I work with Boy Scouts, and since we can't get together, don't have summer camp and all that stuff, we've been doing stuff online, and I just got through teaching a communications merit badge class on Zoom for an hour. Went from 8 to 9, and I was about communicated out till I heard you and Gary talking about that tomato sandwich. I think that was Gary and Ray. I always listen to them when they talk. I learn stuff. And I got to thinking, there's a particular brand of bread out there that if you get the sourdough version of it,
a piece of bread is just about big enough to cover up that whole slice of tomato, and if you put about an eighth inch of mayonnaise on each side of it, a little bit of salt and pepper, or take a bite, you think you've died and gone to heaven.
Okay, Harry, you're making everybody hungry. That does sound really, really good. That sourdough bread is good. And those bright red tomatoes, juicy tomatoes, with one slice that covers the whole sandwich. That's good. That's good eating. We got to get off this subject. You're going to make me want to hurry up and rush to the net so I can go make me a sandwich.
I tell you a snake story. I won't tell you all of it, except that somewhere in a computer upstairs, and I need to go dig it out, I videoed a black snake swallowing a copperhead. It took him about 15 minutes. Now, if that won't kill your appetite, nothing else will.
Well, I had a cat that used to do the same thing to snakes and squirrels. Used to bring snakes up to the house, chew their head, you know, enough to where they were dead. And the bad thing about it was he was a non-discriminating cat. He brought black snakes up here, too, and you don't want to kill those. You want those to hang around. They get rid of all the other rodents and all the bad snakes. But one time I went out there, out the front door, was going out to the mailbox, and there was a half a squirrel. And he was sitting, his belly was full, his belly was poking out. And he was sitting kind of wrapped around it, and it was just from the waist down. That was all that was left of the squirrel. And he was just sitting there guarding it, you know, like a lion does its kill after it halfway eats it and it's starting to digest it. And he's just sitting there and he looked up at me when I walked by like, what are you looking at? That half-eaten squirrel, just the legs were all that was left. That'll turn your appetite too.
Yeah, well, I won't tell it now. I'll save it for John one night when he's looking for some fill-in, a cat story that's similar to what you say, except that the cat was bigger and it wasn't a squirrel, it was a small deer. But I'll save that for later. Anyway, I'm sitting here trying to work the GB13 COL station, and it's one of those things where unless you can hear them, you can't talk to them. And I see an occasional spot on FT8, and I see somebody on this side of the ocean working them. But they're never on the right-hand side of that band activity screen, which means that you heard them. But I guess I'll keep checking back and forth, and I think that contest ends on Wednesday. I've done everything else, so... But that's kind of fun, chasing some of that stuff down. Anyway, we'll turn it back to you, Dave. Like I say, just think about that tomato sandwich. That tomato slice of tomato is going to be about 3/8 of an inch thick. I'll just heap a little bit more on it for you. And just think about that. Maybe Gary will pick one and bring it over, and he can stop by Wendy's and get some brownies, and y'all can have a real feast down there. That's working on me. I'm about to go find a snack. Turn it back to you, Dave. 34DJW, KC4EZN, and have a good one.
Okay, Harry. Now, that's just cruel. Anyway, appreciate you hanging around for the right two portion of that. You got everybody anticipating. You're running up the numbers on John's net because they're checking in John's net just to hear your stories, you and Bob. Anyway, appreciate you hanging around for the right to your portion of the net. Good luck with your DX station. Hope you get him. Yeah, there's all kind of ways that those signals can come in. You got to really, that'll make you really think. When you see those signals and you see who's calling who, and then you see some that you can hear them all, you can hear both of them, but they can't hear each other. And they're both talking at the same time. That's pretty cool, too. Anyway, it'll really make you think. Appreciate you hanging around for the right portion of that net. Take care. Looking forward to the next time. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we got to get two more before we shut it down. We'll hit the 50 mark. We'll get two more. Next one up on the stump this evening is KD2BNG. That's Glenn over in Gray Court. Glenn called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
The gift of that video card, by the way, I'll put it to good use. I should have basically driven up there to meet you the other day, but Yeah, no, funny, what happened is the tracking number that you gave me, it said it was delivered. Okay, it delivered to where? And it said delivered to Greer, which I assume is, you know, your address. You know, I've had that happen, I mean, with GPS before. Oh, here's your package for you. Yeah, I know, it's the package I just sent out. But no, that's okay. Whenever it gets here, it gets here. I'll do something with it in one of these machines. I'll shuffle video cards around until I have a machine that's a decent number cruncher. And that other Dell Optiplex, that old Dell Optiplex 755 system, I got all those memory modules working again, so it's back to full memory capacity. You know, sometimes, I don't know why, just take things apart, put them together again. Maybe there's a tiny particle of dust or something that blocks it. So, you know, whenever I get all these machines put back together, I'll have working computers again.